The word today is enthusiasm. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Christians are excited about the love of God and the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. God's Spirit gives us the enthusiasm to love Him and other people. Here to share more on this topic is Bible educator Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Enthusiasm.
Let's talk about enthusiasm. Have you ever met someone who's trying to convince you of something and they're really not that exciting? They don't sound like they're that interested in it, and yet somehow you're supposed to get excited and happy about it and to participate? Well, Christians are supposed to exude enthusiasm for God, to be excited about God, to be happy about God, to be a walking advertisement that we're ready to share with people the joy that we have in Jesus. The word enthusiasm is used a couple of times in the New Testament in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. And he talks to them about being excited and following through on their excitement for helping out their fellow believers in Jerusalem. You see, what had happened was the Christians in Jerusalem had a famine. So it was devastating, and people had a very hard time making ends meet. And so the Christians in the outlying areas, in places like Galatia and Philippi, all were gathering an offering to send to the saints in Jerusalem. That way they could help out the body of Christ. It's a beautiful illustration of the body of Christ ministering to each other and supporting and praying for each other. And so the Corinthians were very fired up. They were very enthusiastic about this initially, but after time went on, they weren't pulling their offering together. So Paul sent Titus to them, and here's what Paul has to say in order to try to get them to finish up and follow up on their enthusiasm. In 2 Corinthians 8, in verse 16, Paul says, "I thank God who put into the heart of Titus the same concern I have for you. For Titus not only welcomed our appeal, but he is coming to you with much enthusiasm and on his own initiative." Paul saw that Titus was excited about the opportunity to go to the church in Corinth and help them finish this offering and take it to Jerusalem. So Paul sent Titus to them because Titus had the desire, the zeal to do this. In 2 Corinthians 9, Paul is talking to the church in Corinth, and he has this to say, "There's no need for me to write to you about this service to the saints, for I know your eagerness to help, and I've been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year you and Achaia were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action." So what happened was the enthusiasm that the Corinthians had spread to other people. That's kind of the way it is, almost like a virus of joy. It moves from person to person. It's shared and it's spread. And then the gospel of Jesus comes into their life, and they also know the Lord Jesus. And suddenly they find themselves being joyful and enthusiastic as well. The word enthusiasm comes from the Greek, and it comes from the prefix en and the word theos. So it's en theos. Literally, it means into God or God inside. You remember that there are computers that are made with Intel processors, and so they have these little badges or tags that they put on the computers that say Intel inside. Well, in the same way, the Christian has the Spirit of God inside. God dwells within us. That makes us different. It makes us not just a fleshly person, not just a worldly person, but having God's presence in our life. And that makes all the difference in the world. All that one needs to do in order to become a Christian is to confess our sins to God, to say, I'm a person who's fallen. I have not been the person I should be. God, please forgive me. And invite Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, and to say, I want to be his follower. I want his forgiveness and salvation. And commit yourself to God in this way, and the Lord God will receive you, and you will become a follower of Jesus. Then you should seek to become baptized, to receive that blessing of being marked or sealed in Jesus' name, to know that God has adopted you as his child. Very important to receive baptism so that you can get that assurance and confirmation of God's receiving you. So we have this God inside, this filling by the Holy Spirit. There have been people through the ages who have had misunderstandings about this. In the 1500s, Martin Luther, who was a very, very strong scriptural preacher, had to oppose some individuals who were called enthusiasts. These individuals were claiming that they had divine inspiration directly from God and that they didn't need to pay attention to the Bible as much, that they were going to get their own fresh new inspiration. That was a complete misunderstanding of what the Holy Spirit wants to do for us. The Holy Spirit wants to take us and send us toward the words of Jesus and to follow the Son of God, not try to produce new manifestations or new teachings that are disconnected with the words of Jesus. And another thing I'd like to point out is that Christians are enthusiasts. We are not fanatics. There is a huge difference between a Christian enthusiast and a religious fanatic. A fanatic is an individual who has like tunnel vision, who sees something so focused, so in the center of their mind that they cannot see beyond it. It is a kind of a crippling spiritual thing to be a fanatic, because you end up focused and obsessed on this idea without being able to widen your view and your vision, to be able to open yourself up for others. Let me explain it this way. An enthusiast operates from the love of God. And it's very important for us as Christians to have the love of God and to have a very strong relationship with Him. We could liken that to the vertical beam in the cross of Jesus. The piece of wood going up and down could stand for our connection to God. And that should be very strong and very committed. And we should be in prayer and service to God. So an enthusiast has a very strong commitment to God. However, there is also for an enthusiast, a person who is into the true God, a love and a concern for other people. And this should be universal. It should not be directed only for some, and then for others, we hate them because they are opposite of us or they don't receive our God. You see, a fanatic has a very, very strong, almost obsessive love for God, but then they oftentimes show hatred toward those that they feel are opposed to God. And that shows you that they are out of touch with the true God, because God is love, and it's demonstrated through His Son, Jesus Christ. And just as Jesus Christ opened His arms wide like the crossbeams on the cross, so also those that are enthusiasts, those that really know God in His true love in Jesus, welcome those, even those that are opposite to them, even those that would attack them and ridicule them, we cannot show hatred toward. Remember, the scriptures say that while we were still enemies, Christ died for us. You see, the Christian is simply trying to be a disciple, a student of Jesus. When we are enthusiastic, we don't want it to turn into fanaticism. We are a disciple of Jesus. We follow the same pattern he did. In fact, if you look at the root of the word disciple, it's the word discipline. You see, a Christian is disciplined. We are controlled. We are studied. We watch that we do not fly off base, that we don't start doing things that are radical, that will harm our witness and bring hatred or harm to other people. See, it's important that we get both of these right at the same time, the vertical relationship with God and the horizontal relationship with love toward other people. This is how Jesus defined the keeping of the law in the Old Testament, is that you love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and that you love your neighbor as yourself. Of course, Jesus was the only one that could do that perfectly. Thankfully, he did that for us, because we fail at it so miserably. Many times our enthusiasm can languish, and we fail to have enough zeal and desire for God. Other times we fail by showing hatred and animosity toward others instead of the love of God. Well, thankfully, the mercy and love of God can forgive us these things. We need to pray that God gives us and fills us the joy of the Holy Spirit so that we are enthusiastic, so that people will want to come to know Jesus. And then, like the Corinthians, we want to have follow-through. They were really fired up and excited about helping out, but then Paul had to urge them and get them to move on and to finish what they had started. The Lord God has such deep, profound love for us. It was his enthusiasm to save us that has brought us to salvation and eternal life. Now he wants to fill our lives with the same joy and the same zeal so that we can feel his presence and so that we can share that love and enthusiasm with the world around us.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.